But I can just say that with clarity that, you know, the legions of students who he's spoken to and taught and nurtured and pushed will go on to do incredible things in this industry. And this industry is ever so tough. It's still tough. But the good people, the ones with extraordinary talent, the ones who prepare themselves, the ones who listen, the ones who had a chance to just be around them, that is priceless. What he gave Ole Miss is priceless. He gave Ole Miss a gift that, and the students there, a gift that they can't pay back. It was a gift of himself and his knowledge. And I don't think he probably asked a whole lot for it, because I think he felt a calling to come home. And when he came home, I think he wanted to make Mississippi and Ole Miss, I think he wanted to make it the best that it could be. I saw it. I saw it in action. I saw the programming that he did, the high level of programming that he did. I saw the deep Rolodex that he brought to Ole Miss through all the folks around the country who we just read about, and sometimes we see them on television. And the only thing I hope, as you write this story, is I hope that the students appreciated what they had. I hope they appreciated that this man could have gone after he retired, or probably early 2000s. He probably could have gone home, but there was more for him to give. And I hope there's a great appreciation for the selflessness that he showed in coming to Ole Miss and pouring into those students what he's learned over a lifetime of excellence.